and corners.
And corners of the world.
Mm.
We're happy to have you.
This is the Brody World Peace.
And this is Mandy B.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio.
Bird watching. Here's one final dolly to send you off.
Oh, a dolly for the road.
Oh my God, they don't deserve
us. A road dolly.
Aw. Okay, here it is.
We ain't gotta worry about it. When you gon' clap your hands, bro? Feeling like Hercules. You really gotta hear my new shit. Sounding like Kurt Cobain. Just learn to tangle. Fucking out with different angles, but we ain't gotta worry about it.
Thank you. snowing. We ain't gotta worry about it.
What is up? How are we doing today?
For me, we're doing A-OK.
We're doing A-OK? All right, why is that? It's a good one. We like that.
Yeah. Can you hear?
I can hear you. Can you hear yourself?
I will eventually.
All right. That's what we like to hear. Yeah, so you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts. Freeform.
That's what you're radio. Listening to right now.
Actually, you're listening to Daniela. And me. And not.
And not.
And not Miami.
Yeah, not Miami.
You did not hear Miami today.
Only Blizzard Quake today.
You got Blizz Quake today. It's a throwback to the
last semester. Well, technically, if you discount the summer, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. We're not talking summer. That doesn't count. That's a given, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, yeah. All right. Do not yawn.
I'm sorry.
During the...
People yawn when they have... an excess of CO2, and that's what I do. I have an excess.
Danielle's
of CO2.
Got mad CO2, and she can't let you forget. It's very important to her that we all are aware of her excess CO2. I wanna.
It's because I'm out of shape.
Oh man, if we're talking about shapes, I'm round. Usually it's a running joke that I probably don't go to the gym as much as you know you're supposed to.
Oh, definitely. It's not even a joke. It's a fact that I just don't go often.
And usually once, like, I last semester, I got there once every week and a half.
That's good. That's better than I ever
did. It's not very good, though. It's not very good. But it's something. And the joke would be that I don't go. This semester, the joke stopped.
And it just became a concern.
It's, yeah, now it's a cry for help, you know? Now they're like, hey, Ben...
It's okay. Whenever any medical professional asks me how much exercise I do, I'm always like, so I walk a lot.
So campus is on a hill.
So like, does that count? Like, maybe.
And you watch them in their notes, right? Does not go outside. Yeah, does not.
Exercise. She should, though. Yeah.
Plug that into the BMI calculator. You're like, oh no. Oh no.
Oh no. Not again. Here's another song for you all. I tried to come up with something clever that obviously didn't work.
You got one? You got nothing clever?
No,
me neither. I was actually also trying to do that.
Yeah, see, great minds think alike.
Yeah, we got nothing. All right, so we're going to play a song for you, all right?
Here you go.
Boy, I'm right time, oh my God. This time, wonderful on my own. Next time, gonna afford no life for. This time, wonderful on iPhone. Jose can take your time. I don't see quite like you. I don't take the time that I could.
What song is that, Daniela?
Our first song.
No, that was not. It wasn't.
No, it's not.
Daniela, you weren't even close.
I was belatedly false. I was trying to see if you would catch on, but I guess you did.
There's no way that's what you meant. You had no idea. Yeah, no, Daniela.
That's what I meant. Yeah, exactly. I wanted to see if you caught on. I want to see if you listeners caught on.
Yeah, call in if you caught on. Yeah. So anyway, I want to teach an ex-college class.
Do you want to explain what an ex-college class is?
Oh, yeah. Will you explain what an ex-college class is?
Rude. It's basically an ex-college class is a class that normally would not be a normal, I guess, class that's taught here at Tufts, and it's only there for a specific amount of time.
Can I help with this?
You know what? No, because you gave it to me, so I'm going to continue. So basically, it covers a wide range of topics, and it could be taught by students, visiting professors, or just a normal professor that's been here for a while.
Yeah.
Graduate students, and it runs the gamut.
It could be anything. Like you could teach about basically whatever you want. Like, if your ex-college class was like, I want people to come in here, and we're going to just all hold hands for 3 hours once a week. Like,
okay, yeah.
If you can convince the school that would be like a class people want to take and you actually provide a curriculum, like, you could teach it.
So that's the thing.
Oh, we got someone to call in. All right, hold on. Hold on, caller. 1 second.
So that's the thing is that...
Hello?
Tufts people love...
Hello?
Hello.
Did I accidentally hang up on you? Sorry, caller. I may have accidentally hung up on you.
You definitely did.
The buttons are very confusing. So,
try calling again, yeah, please.
Give another shot. Sorry about that.
But anyways, the one thing that tough students do a lot is exaggerate, and that's what you're doing right now.
Well,
it's not that easy.
One thing that tough students also do a lot is teaching an ex-college class. And the one I want to teach is with my friend Chris. You may have heard of him from a very popular weekly radio broadcast called Miami Blizzard Quake that has been running since last semester and also over the summer in one form or another. Oh, caller, we're back on. And I'm going to explain to you what my ex-college class is going to be after this break.
She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me? I will make you queen of everything you see. I'll put you on the map, I'll cure you of disease. Let's say you I'll put you on the map, I'll cure you of disease.
Alrighty. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello. Hello. Yeah, we can.
Oh, that was loud. Alright. Hi, welcome back. So, you all just heard the song House of Gold by the 21 Pilots. And yeah, so going back to my ex-college class, I have this idea with our friend Miami, where... So he and I both are really into film. He and I are into different aspects of the film. And in my life, I've taken a lot of different like film classes, different film camps, whatever, what have you. And, you know, one thing I've noticed is that during these film classes, the people in charge just like totally lack self-awareness. Like they are just not aware of what the experience is for the people in the class. And it's really slow. It's really boring. You learn a lot of like useless detail. They make you watch clips of movies, which like totally is useful, but they pause it every second to like explain something, and I don't want that.
See, I took a film class and it was not like that whatsoever.
That's nice. I mean, that's what it should be, but I want it to be a hands-on film class where you're sort of like thrown into it, and you're going to be on a team, you're going to make a movie, and you're going to do that over the course of the whole semester, because mm-hmm. in the classes I've taken, you spend so much time on pre-production that you didn't that you never really actually get to do any of the hands-on stuff, and then the thing that you end up making is super rushed. If you spend 3 hours a week on a movie, you should have something that is actually pretty good by the end of the semester, even if you don't have a lot of skills in it. So I think it would be really, really useful for a class where, like, day one, you're given a camera, you're given a tripod, you explore it, and then your homework for the next class is to like write a script with a group, or to like meet with your group, brainstorm something, or in class you do you figure out how to organize it so all the group works in class, some individual work where you're thinking of ideas to bring into the group happen outside of class, and you work with them over the course of the semester, and like by the halfway point you need to start shooting, like your group is going to start shooting. And I think that'd be a really useful class, and a good, like I would call it like film for results, so that way you like you've actually like made something at the end and you have like tangible skills versus like huge theoretical knowledge about stuff that you don't even know how to apply. I think that'd be a really useful class.
Yeah. I agree.
You have any feedback? You have any ideas for it?
No, that makes sense. I mean, like, you don't have that many opportunities to actually create something back to back. Like within a set period of time.
Haven't you noticed that in some of your, maybe not a film class, but, like, in classes that involve a project, you're sort of, like, not really given enough time to, like, actually, like, do it well. On top of, like, the individual assignments and, like, the timing of the class. Like, they haven't really thought through where in this scheme the group projects are going to happen. So, like, it's either super rushed at the end and, like, not that good of a product and kind of a waste of time. Or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, makes total sense.
So, I'm going to talk with Chris. I haven't really talked about that with him in person. But I think it'd be a good one. Enjoy the next song.
I don't know. guess I should go. And we're talking about someone else. Well, we should be talking about ourselves. It's the same old situation. You've always got me waiting. Come on, dear, I think time's a wasting. Before we have to go back inside and return to our normal lives. This is a love song for a girl. You'll never know it's about her. I know it's pretty stupid, but I'm much too shy to tell her. She's beaming and smiling all the while. I'm all trapped up on my own throat. I guess there is no
become a snake too. Sneaking out the courtroom just as the judge condemns you. Life is just a pretty game that we don't want to play. I almost got one sad homeless man in the fast food. Take a nap.
take the blame for you for taking one chance away from me getting over this. And what you were to me, your work is done. I'm laughing after all, we're getting too old for this. And what a pretty night, what a pretty night. You finally fit into my shoes and never dressed for the occasional invasion of surprises. I don't get surprised. You think your secret's safe with you, I'll catch you swinging through the grapevine. It's time I taking shame with you for taking two. Too many years that could have lasted, now we'll never get back. But tonight the mood will set the mood. I'm a train routed off course just to keep on track. And what a petty crime, what a petty crime. How could you be anything but greedy when it's all that you know? Give another try, give another try. But if you're one for the money, then you're too good to show. I'll leave you raining on your own parade. Gung ho, you let your guard down. You're nothing but a ride out. I'll leave you raining on your own.
And that was, here, what did we just hear? We heard Jacoby's War About a Thing, Velvet Negroni, Wine Green, all caps, yeah, Twin Pilots, House of Gold, and then we had Judah, I can't do this.
No, you can't.
Judah and the Lion, Kicking the Leaves, Joy Again, Looking Out for You, Joy Again, Winter Snakes, ooh, two in a row.
Yeah.
Danielle and I are both winter snakes. Capitol Lights, Outrage. All right, Danielle, give them a...
Just a couple of winter snakes.
Winter snakes.
Okay.
All right, shall I get you the form
7:36, and everyone knows what that means.
Everyone here, you already know.
Just had to... Ladder safety PSA.
We just won so much.
Wait, you do this one a lot?
All the time.
No,
play. It's a classic.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet.
Wait. Stop. I want
for the spoopy times coming on Thursday. This is a very spooky thing. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in your closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp.
Sorry, I broke character.
Start over
or
from
toxic.
The top. Just kidding.
Or flammable. Yet it sends more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy, just in case you didn't know. They were
it was
talking a,
it's
about
ladders.
Ladders.
It's ladders.
Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Directly in.
Directly in. They fell off into the trauma center. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. That's orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service announcement from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends at WMFO in Medford Tufts Free Form Community Radio.
Radio.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
I'm like, I can never be the voiceover of like a Stephen King audiobook.
Oh my God. I wish you could. If I knew the person doing the Stephen King audiobooks, oh man.
Oh man.
Oh man. Oh Nelly. All right. Well, we're going to play another song and we hope you like it because
we hope so. Because if you don't, like it. I'm going to be upset.
Danielle will cry.
I cry easily.
Danielle is crying right now.
I can't cry on demand.
I kind of wish you could though.
I can't.
I only can when I'm doing something ridiculous.
Baby boy, 'cause I'm so happy. up late, I don't get sleep. They say it's clear to see that ADD is all that's left to blame. I can't get it together. I should know better. I got a mind like weather. It always seems to change. It's getting harder. So I need a doctor. It's gonna make me smarter. At least that's what they say. Into the scene, buzz from the new vaccine that's curing all my dreams. It's fine with me as long as I get more. My door's left off the latch and all my mirrors cracked. Now there's no turning back, so I just laugh and pass out on the floor. I can't get it together.
Do we have another song?
Yeah.
This has been a really music-heavy episode. I feel like we've been... It's not that we don't want to talk. It's that we want to talk to each other more.
That's so rude. No, we also just, like, I don't know, want to share our music a lot tonight.
Yeah, that's the positive spin. Yeah. How many of you care, though? Let's see. 14? All right. Maybe
we'll call in if you have any song recommendations. I mean,
we're getting there, but we could play it.
Yeah, why not?
We really... The less we talk, the more listeners we have by the end. Have you noticed that? That's fair.
That is fair.
I'm not even going to try to fault you. You're right.
Maybe Chris is the common denominator, though.
What do you mean?
Maybe the Miami. Oh, I'm just kidding. No, we love you.
Common variables. I agree. I wouldn't listen to Chris either.
Do we want to play a song?
Should we?
Yeah, why not?
Do you got one?
Do you want to play a Tokyo Police Club song?
Oh, I do want to do that. One second.
Anyone. You can't go wrong with Gone. Or, yeah. That's a good one.
All right, should we do it?
We should do it. All right, this might be our last song, but hope you all enjoy.
Gone to the coast, gone to the coast, girl, at my head. Well, let my ship sail. Gone to the coast, gone to the coast, girl, let my hair.
strong. And I don't know about you, tell me something that I'm supposed to do. Runners don't run to me, runners don't say the same old things. Racers don't bother me, racers don't say the same old things that you always do. Gone to the coast, gone to the coast where I let my hair down. Out on the beach, out on the beach where I let my ship sail.
Good to be back. Good to be back.